Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Are you planning a career break, or would you love the opportunity to take time away from your job knowing that you have one to go back to? The career breaks offered in the civil service have come under criticism after it emerged that one employee had been on leave for 12 years recently. But are career breaks operating as a practical solution to childcare burdens that many are facing? Dr. Claire Moriarty, postdoctoral fellow at TRISF in Trinity College Dublin, joins us to discuss this. Claire, how are you today?
I'm good. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good indeed. Thanks very much for joining us. I have to say, when you go through it and you look at the lengths of the career breaks that are some people are having, it is fairly jaw-dropping, isn't it?
Well, I think people were shocked to see that there were 50 on breaks of more than 5 years. I think the really one long one is exceptional. But when you think about what 5 years break might mean in care terms, it seems like a very normal amount of time if, for example, you decided to take leave to see two children from birth international school. So I think out of context, it can seem like an extraordinary amount of time to decide to step back from work. But given the nature of caring needs, I think it becomes pretty obvious that they're not really extraordinary relative to the kind of problems they're trying to solve.
Right. Are they all caring needs? I mean, do we know that? Because I think for a lot of people, when they hear a career break, they have a feeling of somebody wants to go traveling or they want to try doing something different with that kind of safety net of being able to go back to their old job in the background.
My understanding is that it's possible to get them for travel, but at the discretion of management. And I think one other clarification that's important is it's not your exact job that should be waiting for you when you get back, or at least that's not committed to in any way. It's a job of equivalent grade. So it makes pretty clear in the provision that you could be asked to change geographical location, department. The only thing is that on returning to work within a year, you should re-achieve the grade you were at previously.
Right. So again, I imagine people in the private industry might think, God, that sounds brilliant, though. You know, I take that all day long. Hard not there for there to be a little bit of begrudgery around it, isn't there?
I mean, I think when we think of what they might be useful for, it's very easy to make a kind of ethical case that such provisions are necessary, both in terms of flexible working conditions and the career breaks. And we have a kind of crisis in childcare. There's a real struggle parents face getting places. Then there's affording them. Similarly with elderly people and dementia care, you might think if people are willing to step out of their careers to solve those problems or try and, you know, lend their energy to those care issues, we should be doing everything we can to support them, whether they work in the public or the private sector.
Right. But are we is the great question. Do you know the real reasons, or is it still just kind of it's kind of trying to work out why they've taken it? You're kind of assuming that it must be for childcare related or something like that.
Well, I know the provisions or the kind of the guidance that governs who's allowed to take them explicitly mentions family, domestic, travel and education. So travel is in there, but family, domestic and education might be a bit more explicable.
Okay.
But no, I don't have access to the facts about who's doing what.
Right. So it is at the discretion of your boss and whoever you go to. So I'm thinking it could be you wanted to travel. It could be you wanted to try a different, write a book or something like that. Would those things be seen as legitimate reasons to take a career break as well?
I suppose it depends on the relevant management. But I think it's the importance is that there are structures to provide for what all of us would all agree are good reasons to be taking such breaks, like care responsibilities. Do you know what I mean? We can always imagine policing these things more sort of strongly or more weakly, but the argument I'm trying to make in the article is that they are sort of ethically necessary in a system where it's quite difficult for people not to have careers now. It's important that we make space for people to be able to step back from them without being punished when they try and re-enter the career space.
Right. When you say punished, what you know, how harshly is it? Are they treated, or well, not kind of harshly, but you know, what is the price they kind of pay for taking a break like this?
The one good example would be that increasingly employers use recruitment management systems. I think they're referred to as RMSs in the field, but a lot of those have built into them to automatically screen out applications that have career gaps of over 6 months. You might think that the person who takes a very reasonable one-year career break for career reasons then doesn't even get considered for a job because they'll have this gap in their CV. So what these unpaid career breaks allow for you to not have that gap in the CV when you return.
Right. And that's a very important point to make as well, isn't it? They are unpaid breaks people are taking.
Yeah, very much.
Yeah. So I have to say now, I am picking up on texts here. There's a lot of frustration around this. And I know in Dáil Éireann, when the questions were going in and the examples were being put forward of an assistant principal officer who had an extended career break of 5 years and a superintending veterinary inspector on a career break of 10 years, a research officer career break of 8 years, people in the private sector are very frustrated. And I'm certainly getting texts now from people in the private sector. So let's try and give them a break. Do you think, is there an argument to be made that similar kind of benefits need to be extended towards people in that sector?
Absolutely. I mean, unless all of the care needs of society get suddenly magically handled by the public sector really well, there will always be needs for people, whether they're in the private or public working space, to have to step back to look after, whether it's children or ailing relatives. So I would be very happy to see the public sector leading the private sector in having a sort of empathetic response to the needs of people with caring obligations.
Right. I'll just give you some of the texts that are coming in. My other half's a teacher and he's just been approved a career break so that we can take a year and go travelling this summer. I'll be handing in my notice on my job, which means that we come home to the pressures on me, whereas he has that comfort. It's very frustrating. I can only dream of taking a career break, says another. I have two young children and we just can't afford to take any more time off unpaid. My job doesn't give my full maternity leave pay and we really have to scrimp and save, another texter. I run a small business and I laugh when I read all these stats about career breaks. When you just work for yourself, you barely get a day off, let alone a year out of the office. I think people are lazy. Now, that's the kind of text that you might have been expecting a bit, were you?
I think we could debate the merits of whether or not caring leave should have greater financial support rather than lesser. But I think in circumstances where people are willing to step back unpaid, as I say, it's hard for me to understand why people find this so galling. I mean, I can understand the case where you're running your own business and you don't get to step back. But I do think the career breaks in the public service, at least, are a bit more restricted for senior management. I suppose when you're running your own business, you are in that position of management where it becomes impractical to step back.
Well, you have to go to yourself.
No, I think
you have to go to yourself and ask yourself for a career break, which is a very hard audience you're playing to there. How many politicians have been allowed to take extended career breaks in teaching to pursue in politics? That's very true too, isn't it? When teachers take career breaks, they come back as teachers, not other positions. That only applies to generalists. I have to say, people are very engaged about this. So, you know, do you see how it does seem like even if you're not being paid, it does seem like a fantastic little position to be in?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like this, I mean, we're hemorrhaging teachers in this society. So if we start to withdraw the ability they have to sort of reap the benefits of what used to be a very flexible, you know, family friendly career, we probably won't have a person at the head of a classroom in Ireland soon.
I did read that also there was a thing, I don't know if you might know about it for us, that the software used by Harvard, which identifies career breaks of more than 6 months, and immediately just those people then drop off the interview list.
Yeah, so that's, I mentioned that in the article as one of the real motivations for trying to use career breaks as a bridge. I mean, you're not paid and you don't accrue increments relative to superannuation or anything like that when you're on these career breaks. But at least insofar as you are not technically leaving your career, you won't fall victim to those kinds of software. So it's one of the real reasons to think about why these kind of unpaid leaves are necessary, because technology is not sensitive to the difference between somebody just deciding they don't want to work for a few years and somebody stepping back to try and look after their children or relatives, for example.
Right.
So yeah, I think that's a really key aspect of it, is how technology is changing the HR space as well and how we respond to that.
Right, very good. Well, I'll tell you one thing, Claire, the reaction on the text is fairly evident. It's engaging with a lot of people. So I think there are a lot of people who just look at this and think, oh my God, I wish I had a job like that. I could take a break like that. Claire, thank you very much for joining us. That's Claire Moriarty there, postdoctoral fellow at TRISIF in Trinity College, Dublin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.